The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, Tuesday, the 13th of August, 7:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. We are streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and Ben. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning. How are you?
Ben sends me strange text at times. I slept through the show! No, Ben. It's 7:45. In the evening. Son, stop taking naps.
I've never woken up that quickly before, ever.
Screaming with your hair on fire, running for the door. Oh, no, he hasn't called me. Oh, no. He sent a hit team instead. I'll go outside. My car will blow up. yes. Now your dad knows.
So yeah. Yesterday, I was tired.
Well, you were working all day yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
So Odell's.
I got home and
Kraft
I was exhausted.
Kraft Barbecue had a big job. Some kind of party.
It was a staff meeting at a
school. Yeah. So.
I got home tired, lied down, fell asleep.
It's really late now. But, okay, keep going.
And I wake up at 7:50 p.m. and immediately realize, oh, no, it's Tuesday morning.
Yeah. Well, and texted me. Never give me an opening. And don't ever show me weakness, Ben. I will exploit it. I will, yeah. No. Okay. Here's my story of doing this. I'm aboard ship. We're on a deployment. And I was XO of the MU, so I had my own stateroom and all that. And I was wandering around. You know, when you're on passage, there's not a whole lot of things to do, right? And I went down. You know, you check on your Marines. You check on, go over there and see the XO of the ship. How's it going, Popeye? We're moving through the water. Okay, good. That's absolutely fine. So I went back into my stateroom. Now you got to remember, it's absolutely dark inside a ship. It's like being in the inside of a cow's stomach. It's just absolutely dark. So I was sitting there, and I thought, well, I'll just take a nap. I wake up at, around 8. And I get up. And I just check my watch. And I go, gosh, that was a long nap. I slept till 8 o'clock the next morning.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, it was like a long time. And I kind of wondered. I said, oh, did anybody notice I was missing? And everybody thought I was going to meetings here, meetings there. And I went, I could have, you know, and that's the thing when you're on a ship, on a warship, and there's nothing going on. You're just going from a passage, you know, you're going on for several days. Everything is kind of like everything slows down, but I could not believe how long I'd slept. So, anyway, so I sympathize with you a little bit.
Well, you actually did it.
I did it.
Yeah.
But nobody came and knocked on the door. Everybody thought I was Nobody knew I was in there. He's in meetings here. They got some plans over there. No, we didn't even have meetings going on. This was just kind of a straight take your equipment type thing and make sure all the Marines are okay. So, all right, enough of stories. Today, could you make the printing just a little bit smaller?
Yeah, I'll make it
tomorrow. Just a little smaller.
And I'll give you a magnifying glass.
Thank you. Hey, today sunny with a high near 92, calm winds. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 62. Wednesday, sunny with a high near 94 and a low around 61. 92 on Thursday, Friday, 92. Saturday, 88. Sunday, 89. And Monday, back up to 91. That sounds like some really, really good weather. Lows being in the low 60s. And in fact, Saturday night, it could get down into the 50s. That's going to be great. It's also going to be great because it can help fight the fire out there. It helps make a difference when the weather cools off like that. Weather reports, though, are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane is a family-owned business, the Kenny family out of Anderson. Have been in the business for 26 years. Could have gotten out of the business. They've been offered big bucks for their business by corporations, and they have just decided that no, they want to give that personal service to their community, and they do a real fine job. I have discounts for seniors and veterans. They have other payment plans. They are just really, really care about their customers. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. I mean, I know the Kenny family. When I say this, it's absolutely true. It's a veteran-owned business, and Chuck Kenny, either every year or every other year when they do it, goes back to Vietnam. He's a Vietnam vet and searches for missing MIAs there. They're quite the family. Okay, let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Landlords and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Right. Ready for an unforgettable night of amazing music and good vibes? Then join us for an epic night at Danger Kitty Billion Dollar Bash 2. It's all going down August 24th at the Axiom Repertory Theater, and this lineup is straight fire. We're talking about the killer sounds of Jeremy Ryan and the California Grown Band and the Pine Dogs Unleashed as openers, with Danger Kitty as the main event. Plus, you'll be feasting on some mouthwatering grub from Lakata's Catering, and the Axiom No Host Bar will be open. The whole shebang is included in your ticket price, and it's powered by Kay Shasta, Soundwave Entertainment, and KTNR Radio. Don't miss out on what is guaranteed to be a legendary night of rock and roll. Grab your tickets, rally your crew, as this promises to be a night to remember. Head on over to our website, DangerKittyMusic.com, or the Axiom Theater website for all the details and tickets. We'll see you there.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas, but our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl Mendebot. Good morning. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, everybody. I hope you're having a good morning. You know, some people are probably just laying there in bed listening to this. I was in I know it's hard to believe, I was in a yoga class, Ben. Well, for several weeks, took yoga, which, by the way, is really great for stretching. You ever taken a yoga class?
I have not.
I could see you in the sleeping or the happy baby pose. Look it up on the internet, what the happy baby pose is. I think it's happy baby pose, as opposed to the downward dog, which is kind of... Anyway, and I'm laying there in some kind of weird position there that's supposed to stretch you out. And this female voice comes from across, you know, the room. It's not a big room. Everybody's laying on these. You lay on yoga mats, and you have yoga pillows. I wake up every morning to that voice. And I go, oop. Luckily, Linda was taking the class with me. She said, oh, yeah. She says, you know, alarm clock just goes to the radio, and it's set for you and Linda's show. And it was kind of scary to hear that. So have you looked up your sleeping baby or your happy baby?
Yes.
Yeah. Is that you or what? That's you. Happy baby pose. Is this the one where it's on their knees and their... foreheads on the ground.
Yeah, it looks like a happy baby pose.
Yeah, it's a happy baby. Go downward dog. Try that one. So, anyway. All right. This, Ready Ranch Rhea has been in the news lately for a number of things, but not always having gotten permission from the Department of Interior to start work on their new casino on the 5, which will bring in thousands of jobs and lots of money, and there's still people fighting it. And a lady wrote a letter, has to be 2 months ago, about why it shouldn't be there. It's still on the Record Searchlight's page. that you go to, you know, Reading.com to get the updated news, which, of course, isn't updated. But they have this article in here that Reading Rancheria Tribal Health System is bringing in a number of specialists for the for right now, it's just for the tribe. But they want to expand that out to everybody. It's the Rancheria Center for Advanced Care is opening its doors on Placer Street. And Glenn Haywood, Executive Director of Tribal Health Care, they're bringing in six specialist doctors ranging across a number of fields, including cardiology, neurology, psychiatry, endocrinology, podiatry, and rheumatology. With plans for having more, like ear, nose, and throat specialists, urology, and gynecology, having a total of 10 staff on at full time. And their whole goal, Glenn says, is to improve access to care. That improves patient compliance, means better clinical outcomes. Better clinical outcomes means better longevity. It's their next big step in their wider goal of expanding what they offer to the community. And citing how many have had to drive to Sacramento or the coast to find the specialists, they say. I had a dinner last night with some dinner with friends. And one of them has to see a neurologist about pain. And physical pain in his legs. So they're trying to figure it out, you know, what's causing the pain like this. I think he said a neurologist. Yeah, and neurology. He can't get in until October, and I mean he's a tough guy. I mean he's been really physically fit, all these things, and all this started about several years ago, and now with this, I mean it wakes him up at night, but he can't get in to see somebody until October, which is. Which is just not right. You know, when people have to go see specialists and there's something wrong with them and they're getting diagnosis or they can't figure it out what it is, having to wait for 6, 7, 8 weeks that to be able to get into one, that just, you know, it just doesn't work.
This isn't Canada, you know, we shouldn't.
Yeah, this isn't Canada.
Yeah.
Or Great Britain or some of the other places. If it's because there's a shortage of doctors or these specialists, which I'm sure it is, then they should be able to, you know, it seems like there'll be like a clearinghouse that says, oh, hey, but we've got a neurologist that you can see in Sacramento in 3 weeks. Seems like there would be something like that, that there'd be, okay, we have an opening here. I mean, your insurance goes down and takes care of, I mean, the whole thing. It seems like we should be able to do that. However, comma, your dad's a physician, right? Hello?
Yes, sir. He's in wound care.
He's what?
He's in wound care clinic.
Yeah. Wound care clinic?
Wound care.
Wound care. And that's his specialty, right?
I'm going to text him right now to call in.
And
he's probably listening.
Well, call in, doc. Tell us what's going on. You know, is it just that, or is there a nationwide shortage? Well, there is. There's probably a nationwide shortage of doctors, but especially in specialists. And when you get up into the Northern California region, I imagine there's very few in these. They are very specialized, but there ought to be some system that doctors can plug into and say, hey, look, I've got a, if you're willing to travel, like say, you know, if I got one in L.A. that you can go down and see, if you're willing to travel. If you're not, well, then I'll try and keep, you know, I'll be on the lookout until we can maybe find one closer, or if you can wait till the one we have here. It just seems to me there ought to be something like that, you know, like a clearinghouse for available openings in specialties. You know, and I've known people that, oh, well, you're going to go see this cancer specialist in 6 weeks. Excuse me? 6 weeks? 6 weeks?
That's valuable.
That's scary. See, that's scary. Now, but, you know, there's different types. Like, I just found out. Do you know what a PSA is?
Yes, sir.
What is it?
It's a public service announcement.
No, this is a prostate.
Oh.
Prostate. It's a blood test for your prostate. Well, you're right. It is a public service announcement. And it is, too, for your PSA
I do
test.
Work at a radio station.
You do. You know, and you are absolutely right. Well, they give these to, you know, this is one way to see if you've got, you know, if something's happening in your prostate. It's, you know, it's part of your blood test you get every year. And so I was just at my physical, I don't know, a couple weeks ago, and Dr. Templado from the VA, same doctor I've had for 17 years, you know, he's going over all my blood tests. Oh, this is good, this is good, this is good, this is good. Oh, need a little more B12. Okay. So the VA then inundates me with vitamins. multivitamin one a day, and then I've got like three bottles of B12 vitamins. Okay, I'll take my B12. And I says, hey, what's my PSA, doc? I mean, you haven't, you know, you didn't mention it. And he goes, well, Carl, we didn't do it this year. I said, what? And he goes, yeah, he says, the higher ups have said, we don't give that test anymore if they're over age 70. And I went, he gave it to me last year. He says, yeah, I know, but no. He says, if your prostate is not in good shape, you know, if it starts going downhill after age 70, it's not going to kill you because it is just, you know, it's just kind of a waste of money to do the test. Now, you want to talk about feeling just a little old, Ben. You go, you mean I'm old enough that I don't even have to have the test anymore because if I ever got it, it would take it 30 years to kill me? He says, that's about it. So, but that's different. If you got people in pain and they can't see somebody and they've got to live with this pain, you know, for weeks, it just seems like we ought to be able to see, okay, I'm looking at all the, I'm just going to say oncologists, no, not oncologists, but endocrinologists in the state of California or maybe Nevada, but, you know, I mean, because that's semi-close, or Oregon, you know, and say a 300-mile range and see which one of them has an opening that we can get you into. Doesn't that make sense?
It does. This kind of reminds me of a story my dad told once.
Yeah.
Which I might mistell a little bit, but I'm going to try my best. Early on in his career, since he started his education in South Africa, he was working somewhere, and like there was just a line of people to meet with him. And the nurses would go through the line and see who should be cut to the front of the line. But these people are so well-mannered, they don't really want to go to the front of the line. They want to wait their turn.
They're triaging them, yeah.
So the nurse would go down the line and find, like, a person with a literal axe in their back. And that's a story Dad has told, and I think that was the first time he ever fainted. And the last time. That might be the story. It was either that one or the head, but it was one or the two.
The axe is in his head or his back? Was that it?
Back.
He says, okay, you can move to the front of the line. No, no, there's other people here. There's other people here that need it. I don't like cutting in line. You have an axe in your back. Yes, yes, I know, but it's not that deep. It just hurts.
Yeah. First and last time my dad passed out from something in medicine.
Excuse me, you have an axe in your head. Yes, I noticed. It's just a splitting headache. But there are, look at that lady over there. She's got the sniffles. And that little boy. No, take them first. I mean, I walked here. It was 5 miles. We got to take a break. Thank goodness. Anyway, this what I was talking about was the Red Rancheria has opened up a new specialist center for the tribe, and what they're hoping to do is open this up, keep it expanded as they have done their other clinics to the general public, and it's going to have cardiology, neurology, psychiatry, endocrinology, podiatry, and rheumatology, with plans on even expanding it even more, like ENT, urology, and gynecology, having a total of 10 staff on a full-time What a great idea. Okay, this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry. Been in the business over 30 years. It's locally owned, locally operated. Been voted best in the North State 2023-2024. You don't see them advertising in the big paper there. Taking full-page ads saying, vote for me, vote for me. No, they just keep giving just outstanding service, making their customers happy. You know, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading, and with a watch repairman, a stone cutter, jewelry designers. The jewelry designers can help you design your own piece of jewelry, so you'll have something that nobody else has. And the way you want it, right there at Four Winds Jewelry. Great selection of jewelry, very fair prices, great people down there. Locally owned, locally operated. Four Winds Jewelry. On Hill 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back.
Shasta County Republican Assembly announces its first fundraising dinner and auction, Saturday, August 17th. The mission of the Shasta County Republican Assembly is to support and advance local conservative Republican candidates and issues. Catered by Smoke and Joe's, great live auction prizes and raffles. For ticket information, you can call 530-356-4936 or stop by Jones's Fort. The Shasta County Republican Assembly fundraiser and dinner, Saturday, August 17th. Doors open at 4, dinner at 6.
Sponsored by...
I've tasted barbecue from here to the other side of the Mississippi, son. And Smoking Joe's in Reading, it's the best. St. Louis pork ribs, tri-tip, tender pulled pork, sweet and tangy barbecue chicken, and so much more. Kindly step on in or use their convenient drive-thru.
Hey, this is Joe from Smoking Joe's Barbecue. If you want to try the best barbecue in the North State, try Smoking Joe's on Airport Road next to Dutch Rose.
Check out Smoking Joe's Barbecue, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Saturday.
Have you ever wanted to unlock your musical potential? Cascade Curations not only has great music, art, and fashion, we also offer fun and exciting music lessons for all ages and skill levels. Whether you dream of playing the piano, guitar, drums, or vocals, our instructors will guide you every step of the way. With flexible scheduling and personalized instruction, you'll be playing your own tunes in no time. Don't just listen to music, create it. Call or text us at 530-255-4855 to book your first lesson. Cascade Curations, where we believe anyone can learn to play their own song.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops have come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Wind River Resort and Casino is about to make your summer sizzle
with our $100,000 Bronco Bucks Swipe to Win Draw.
Swipe your River Club card daily to win free drawing entries or other instant prizes.
Your Thursdays just got way more thrilling with our weekly drawings kick off at 7 p.m.
Mark your calendars for the final drawing on August 29th for your shot at cold hard cash.
For a 2024 Ford Bronco.
For complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Find your moments at Wind River Resort and Casino.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Wrapped up like a deuce, another owner in the night, blinded by the light. Wrapped up like a deuce, another owner in the night, blinded by the light. Wrapped up like a deuce, another owner in the night, blinded by the light. Wrapped up like a deuce, another owner in the night.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Good morning, 7:36 in the morning here on the 13th of August. Do I need to tell you? Well, Ben, it's 2024. Just helping you out, buddy. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. It's open line until 8 o'clock, and then we'll have Shasta Regional coming in here. So all those things you've been holding up, all those things that are pent up. You know, you want to talk about the Olympics. You want to talk about politics. You want to talk about Governor Tim Walz. You want to talk about, was Kamala really the border czar? Or was she in charge of finding out the root causes of what was caused, you know, the immigration crisis, which put 10 million illegals into our country? There's a 72-year-old praying grandma, that's her name, the January 6th praying grandma. And, you know, of course, January 6th, the riots and trespassing and all that kind of stuff. Her name's Rebecca Laverance, and she's known as the J6 Praying Grandma, has been sentenced to 12 months of probation, including 6 months of house arrest, in order to pay the largest misdemeanor fine in U.S. history for him, her involvement in a protest on January 6th. She was found, she's 72, she's found guilty of 4 federal misdemeanor charges relating to her participation in the, and I say it's a protest, but, you know, then they broke into the Capitol and the first group, so anyway, I don't care. Against the, you know, what happened against the certification of the presidential election results of some of those, you know, there are people, this one guy just got sentenced to 20 years in jail. When you attack a policeman, you go in there and you stop the work of our elected government, yeah, you're going to pay for it. But this woman, what she seemed to have, what were you going to say?
You know, it's really good. We love it when the FBI is devoting their precious and few resources towards the real criminals in the USA, right? We love when they're doing this.
We loved it. Like Harris. Not Harris. Hunter Biden. You know, they had that laptop in 2019. And didn't they could have made an announcement back then when people were saying it was the Russian, it was Russian misinformation. They could have just come out and said, no, it's not. It's
didn't
real.
They say they lost it?
I don't know. Don't tell me things like that. It just discourages me. Okay, in the sentencing memo, okay, what she did was, it appears that she was protesting the election results, which amounted into walking into an open door at the U.S. Capitol and praying in the tourist areas not up in, doesn't say she was up in the offices or anything, just in the tour series. And his, in his sentencing memo, Biden-Harris U.S. Attorney Matthew Graves opined that because Leverance had pointed out the political persecution of the J6ers, she should be considered unrepentant in her promotion of the riot. Then says, there's powerful evidence she continues to pose a threat to future acts of political violence. She was also handed down a $103,000 fine for his misdemeanor. Believed to be one, if not the largest, ever imposed on a misdemeanor charge in U.S. history. She was also ordered to pay $500 in restitution. I'm not sure what that is. Banned from using the Internet in 6 months. That one is usually reserved for cases involving child porn. Has raised concerns about its appropriation, especially given the proximity to the upcoming presidential election. I'm sure there's others that were told you can't use the use the Internet. Leverance told the judge, "Well, I respect you. I answer to a higher judge." Her defense team argued the Internet ban, which prevents her from managing her bed and breakfast business, checking her email, or accessing online banking, would severely impact her livelihood. The judge justified the restriction necessary to prevent the spread of inflammatory material online, particularly in the lead-up to the election. This other judge, that was also Fakari, also ordered Leverance to submit to government monitoring software on her computer and mobile phone, further limiting her digital freedom. Seems if you have monitoring software on a computer or mobile phone that she should be able to do, check her email, check her banking, and run her business. So, you know, obviously there's some things missing in here. She will not be able to meet with her congressman or senator at the Capitol without the permission of her probation officer. The judge made several remarks questioning Leverance's priorities and expressing skepticism. I don't know why being a J6 praying grandmother is more important than being an actual grandmother. Your faith is being misplaced right now. And suggested her ministry to strangers was less important to her obligations to her family. I don't understand why the judge would have the right to be even saying that. Does he really know her? He also extended the financial support Leverance received for her legal defense, which he ordered to be confiscated. He claimed the funds were inappropriately raised, saying this is a wellspring of money that you have that I don't believe is appropriate for you to have. He said he also believed if you went in to try and find congresspeople to find and confront them, that's unacceptable. You can't do that. Nobody can do that. The way to do that is our legal system. Go to court. But did she go in there? You know, I mean, of course, this is the National Pulse. So I would imagine the way it's written, that it's quite conservative. And, of course, there's other parts to this. But she was in, where you come in through the gate, so they have a photo of her. $106,000. Hey, Ben, how much of a civil fine could you pay right now?
You're asking me my net worth? It's not much.
Enough to buy a tank of gas for one of the new chef cars.
You know, I spend like about literally $100 a week on gas.
You drive a tank. Do you get reimbursed?
If I'm the one driving it, then no.
Well, but you use it for work.
Oh, so if... Only for the portion of what is done for work. And the reimbursement is pretty good. I think it's...
Probably 75 cents a mile or something.
67 cents a mile.
67?
So it's usually worth quite a bit more than the gas used. So that's nice.
Ben has a 15-passenger van that was made in the 50s. And to say this thing is a tank is really understating it. Not only that, this thing is huge. And somebody ran into him the other day. How do you miss something that big?
Yeah, that's probably why he didn't even try to contest it, because, like, how do you argue that you didn't see it?
So, is he paying for it?
Yeah. We got a good old check out of that one.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
None of it went to me, of course. But
well, you were concerned that nothing was going to be done on that. You have not kept me up on this, man.
I was concerned because he could make a great argument against an 18-year-old who had a crash before he even had a permit. But he didn't, so thank goodness.
Okay. Let's take a break here. I want to come back. You know, I had people telling me last night they were trying to get on to listen to Trump Musk. And it was very difficult for him. It seems like the platform was having problems. Either that or it was they got hacked. Or anyway, it started with a bumpy rollout that featured delays preventing the event from beginning on time.
Yeah, Sue talked about it.
Okay. After more than 40 minutes, the interview started with more than 1.3 million listening to the conversation. However, this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Electric Utility. Think about purchasing an electric car. Redding Electric Utility does have rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofredding.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. And let me tell you, just do a shout out for REU. I've got friends that live in various spots, some here in right around Redding, outside REU limits, and my parents, my in-laws that live down in Sacramento. The rates we pay for REU compared to the other ones are very, very, very reasonable. I've got friends that have $2,000 electric bills, and their house is smaller than ours. But they don't live within the REU limits. I never thought that, you know, when you were selling a house or buying a house, one of the big pluses for it is, where do you get your electricity from? And you're within the city limits. You get it from REU. That's a selling point. That saves you, you know, it can save you up to $500 a month on electric cost. Minimum of $200, $250. So that's a big thing. And not only that, but the power stays on. Unless there's an accident, somebody runs into a transformer, then they get it back up real quick after that. But REU does the job here, and they got a bunch of great people working there, and it's just been a consistent good part of the city. Redding Electric Utility. Now, these are just my feelings. You know, they're not paying me to say that. These are just my experiences with REU after 17 years. All right, 7:47 in the morning. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to talk a little bit about Musk and Trump.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Redding Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Gasta Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Gold Leaf Summer Sale is going on now, and you don't want to miss it. If you need shade trees, they have them at 20% off, along with crepe myrtles and blooming fruit trees. Shrubs and trees are the foundation of any landscape design. They offer color, fragrance, shade, and privacy. Shrubs and trees will thrive when they're planted in the right place. Gold Leaf Nursery is here to help you choose the right shrubs and trees that work best with your landscape project. Take advantage of their summer sale going on now. You'll find shade trees and shrubs in 1 gallon or larger, all 20% off. That's a huge savings for any project. Gold Leaf Summer Sale is going on now, and you don't want to miss it. Come on out and stroll through the beautiful grounds of Gold Leaf Nursery and take advantage of their summer sale. It is going on right now. You'll find your local Gold Leaf Nursery at 6186 Churn Creek Road, just a quarter mile past the airport, and across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course, as well as online at goldleafnursery.com.
It's back to school time with Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectible at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane features timeless decor for the home or office, study or dorm, with a variety of books to choose from, including old encyclopedia sets and classic novels, along with sports memorabilia. Memory Lane also offers vintage clothing, college collectibles and gear, classic lunchboxes, porcelain dolls, tin toys, and stuffed animals. You'll also find antique and upcycled furniture, including desks and dressers, and fusion paint and supplies for the do-it-yourselfer. Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectibles features costume to classic jewelry, including necklaces, earrings, bracelets, anklets, and rings in a variety of styles and colors to choose from. They also feature a distinct Amish collection of items and gifts. Open Monday 10 to 6, close Tuesday and Wednesday. Open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday open noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
Hiya everybody, RC with Tobacco and Brew, and this month's Cigar of the Humidor, El Pulpo by AJ Fernandez. Receiving a 94 rating, El Pulpo is outstanding, balanced, layered, bold, are just a few words used to describe the powerful character of such a cigar from the factory of AJ Fernandez. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Redding Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. By the way, you know, sometimes the internet providers have problems getting the signal to where it needs to be, as we all know. And some, you know, just let's see what's today. Last week, the FM signal was disrupted by internet outage. If that happens, and people call and say, oh, you can't get the FM. If you switch over to 1460 AM, because we have two separate paths, one for the AM, one for the FM, you get the same programming on both of those, AM and FM. So just a heads up that if for some reason the FM goes down for a little bit until they can get it worked out and fixed. AM's always up. Okay. Houses in California cost about twice the national average, research has found. I mean, I wonder if they paid to have that research done. I think I could have told them that. It says here that the average house price with the rest of the nation are nothing new for California. An August 6th report from a nonpartisan legislative analyst office details the housing affordability issues. The price of a mid-tier California home is $787,000, more than twice that of a mid-tier home nationwide, which is $363,000. The bottom third of the Golden State homes now cost about 30% more than middle third of homes in the rest of the nation, according to the report. And, of course, then we get into the fact of it makes it really a challenge for your young people. You know, people who've got jobs starting out after college. And they, you know, talking to a friend yesterday, son's up in Seattle, and what do you, you know, he says they cannot afford to buy a house up in Seattle. And it's cheaper there, probably, than it is here. And so the first part of the American dream of owning your own home becomes very difficult. And, they, you know, he and his wife are both working, no kids. And they can't really have kids until they have a stabilized, I mean, you know, they're renting and all this, till they have a you know, a stabilized income housing fixed. You know what I mean? So they have that, and then you go on to the next step of children, and then just trying to obtain the American dream. As of June 2024, California homeowners are paying about $6,000 a month, 84% than in January 2020 for mid-tier homes, analysts calculated. Bottom-tier home payments amounted to more than $3,600 per month, a spike of 89% over the same period. Monthly payments, that, you know, those are your monthly payments, include mortgage taxes and homeowners insurance, have increased dramatically. When both mortgage rates and price increase, there is a compounding effect on monthly home payments. Since the pandemic, the Federal Reserve raised interest rates to fight inflation. The prevailing mortgage rate rose from 2.7% in January 2021 to 7.6% in October 2023, before easing back to 6.9%. And if you think about it, for people who've been around a little bit longer, you watch these cycles go up and down. I mean, under Carter, they were up to like 18%. Think about this, 18% interest if you're buying a house for a mortgage. Reagan came in, and somehow that changed. The annual household income to need to qualify for a mortgage to buy a mid-tier California home in June 2024 is about $240,000, almost as much as I pay you, Ben, for your part-time work here.
What am I going to do if that's how expensive homes are?
Which is more than, well, I can help you with that. You know what you do?
Career crime.
What?
I live in California. I'll be perfectly fine.
Do what?
Career crime.
Oh, career crime. What you do is you buy that little plot of land up in Trinity County in the middle of nowhere, clear it, use the logs to build yourself a nice little log cabin, and grow as much marijuana as you possibly can. There you go.
And then sell the log cabin for $600,000.
There you go. Off the grid. The annual, okay, I said it, 240, which is more than two times the median household income for such homeowners 2 years ago. Prospective buyers of bottom-tier homes need to bring in about $145,000 this year, 50% higher than in 2022. So when you ask yourself, are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? The answer, of course, is no, I'm not better off. I've got, you know, people can't buy homes. The interest rates, the inflation rates, your salary, even if you get raises, is still constantly shrinking because of inflation and the cost of everything. Linda and I came home when we came out of the mountains on a Saturday night, and I will tell you that her favorite fast food is In-N-Out Burger. Well, I wasn't driving all the way across town to do that, so we swung into Burger King because it's on the way home. It was close. Two Whoppers, medium fries, medium drink. Guess how much two meals cost me?
How much?
No, that's why I said guess. Just guess.
$25
for two whoppers, medium fries, medium drink. $25.
It's ridiculous.
I mean, if but we were, you know, we were hungry, and it was $25, and I was sitting there thinking to myself, $25, you know, fast food, you used to be able to go there and get the same thing for like $12.
Yeah, that's why, you know, that's why people go to fast food all the time.
Yeah, well, now fast food is not, it's still fast, unless you go to Taco Bell down here on Market Street, and it's not fast. It's God knows what they do back there. They're stomping the beans or something, but $25. And now in today's economy, you know that it's hurting because, you know, and I feel for the, you know, for the franchise owner, you know, he's got to pay $20 an hour for his employees. He's, you know, his health care costs have gone up. His taxes have gone up. His rent has gone up. His electricity has gone up. So he's got to do something, but $25. And, you know, frankly, I'll just share this with people. Burger King is one of my favorite burgers. I like In-N-Out because In-N-Out's kind of like a local group here, and you could have the same thing.
The news from Town Hall.
You could have the same thing over In-N-Out for like 17. They went up like a dollar. Got to take a break for the news, and we'll be back with Shasta Regional Medical Center.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
I'm Rich Thomason. It could come at any time and without any warning. That's the concern in the West regarding a potential Iranian attack on Israel. The BBC's Jolan Nell says the Israeli Defense Forces are on high alert.
The Israeli military says it's monitoring developments, but hasn't changed its safety guidelines to the public. The U.S., which has sworn to help defend Israel against what it has said could be a significant set of attacks, has built up its military presence in the region in the past few days.
Former President Trump planning to return to the scene of the attempt on his life. He plans an October rally in Butler, Pennsylvania. It says that by the grace of God, he survived what was a very close call.
If I hadn't turned my head,
yeah,
I would not be talking to you right now, as much as I like you.
Mr. Trump talking to Elon Musk of the X platform. Musk says a cyber attack delayed the two-hour Trump interview by about 40 minutes.
My apologies for the late start. We unfortunately had a massive distributed denial of service attack against our servers and saturated all of our data lines, like basically hundreds of gigabits of data were saturated.
Mr. Trump blasting Kamala Harris on a range of issues, everything from soaring crime to the troubled economy and the wide-open southern border. Harris still has not submitted to an interview with the news media. Wholesale inflation rose a bit less than expected last month. The Labor Department's producer price index edging higher by a tenth of a percent from June, up 2.2% from 1 year ago. Ukraine's top military commander says his forces now control almost 400 square miles of Russian territory in the Kursk region that borders Ukraine. Watching Wall Street, the Dow is up 172 points, the Nasdaq 275 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Donald Trump's indictment proves that saving America is not going to be easy. There are entrenched powers that are fighting this with everything they've got. They want to keep control over the country, the narrative, and the nation's money supply. Hi, I'm Lance Wallnow. I'm a news analyst, a Christian author, an evangelical leader. I speak to millions of people every week, people just like you. You see, what the elites are doing is using inflation and government handouts and now central bank digital currencies to determine how they're going to control America. And that's why I recommend all Christians start a gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group. Because physical precious metals are one of the few ways you can maintain control over your own savings. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and you'll see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached. Text the word FAITH to 989898 and you're going to be blessed by taking action right now.
South Korea's government is urging automakers to name the batteries that are used in their electric vehicles.
The government says disclosure will be voluntary, but it says the information hasn't so far been available to the public and hopes the move will help ease growing consumer concern. This month, an electric Mercedes exploded in an underground car park in Incheon, setting more than 100 cars ablaze and forcing nearby residents to evacuate. Mercedes is among several car companies to have now named the maker of batteries used in their EVs. But experts say while the information gives consumers more choice, without knowing which brands are more prone to fires, it'll do little to improve public safety.
The BBC's Electra Naismith. Pakistani and Afghan Taliban forces have traded cross-border fire near a key northwestern crossing, killing a woman and two children on the Afghan side. There's been no word on casualties on the Pakistani side of the border. News and analysis at townhall.com. It's a case of being wise enough to know when it's time to throw in the towel.
A man attempting an epic 80-mile swim across Lake Michigan said he gave up on the third day after losing two batteries for a critical GPS device and ended up badly off course. 60-year-old Jim Dreyer was pulled from the water last Thursday on the third day of his swim to Wisconsin from Michigan. Dreyer said he probably swam 60 miles by that point. He decided to stop because of bad weather ahead. He also said his brain was mush. Dreyer crossed Lake Michigan in 1998, but three attempts to do it again since last summer have been unsuccessful. Keith Peters reporting.
Swan bellwether of the health of the U.S. economy, Home Depot, scaling back its financial outlook going forward. The giant home improvement retailer citing anxiety among contractors and homeowners about the state of the economy. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Today, the 13th of August, 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, healing starts here. Ben, thank
Good
you for joining
morning.
Us today.
Yes, yes, my pleasure.
Say hello to your family for everybody. I'll say.
I'm definitely not on the payroll.
You're definitely not on the payroll.
I'm here as a volunteer, actually.
Well, that's true. That's true. Almost all my people are here as volunteers. We are not a 501(c), but you may donate money to us at Free Fire Media,
please.
Inc. Just write us a check. We'll put your name on our website, and you can help support the last privately owned radio station in town, by far. Ben, what national day is it?
Well, I'm worried to say one of them because I don't want to recreate a Cognac and Cheese Day. But the other one is National Filet Mignon Day.
You just did it. You just did it.
No, then the other
filet
one.
Filet Mignon.
Mignon.
The other time he said, it's National Con... What would, how'd you do it? What? Say it.
I think I said like Cognac or something.
Cognac. It's National Cognac Day? And I went, Cognac. You mean cognac? Whoa. That was so weird. Now it's filet mignon. Obviously, son, you're not living in the high life here.
Yeah.
Dad, you're listening, right, Dad? Don't you take this boy out. And, I mean, he's old enough now to have a little, just a touch of cognac. And you've never given him a filet mignon at this age?
Well, let's
good
see
on
can,
you, Dad.
Let's see if I can get the other one right.
Okay.
National Prosecco Day.
Prosecco. That's close enough.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
thank
close.
Goodness.
Yeah. Okay. Weather's really turning good here. High around 92 today and a low in the low 60s tonight. 94 tomorrow, but Thursday down again. To the low 90s and at night with the low 60s, but Saturday 88, Sunday 89, with lows in the high 50s, 59, 58. So it's going to be great sleeping weather there. And Sunday it's going to go back up to 91. So, I mean, Monday it's going to go back up to 91. Just great weather here. Hopefully this, the temperature's going down like this and the change, maybe a little more humidity that they can, you know, the park fire is still at like 38%, maybe 40%. And it is still roughing it up there in the mountains. The weather report is always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane is a family-owned business. They've been doing this for 26 years, locally owned, locally operated out of Anderson. They provide just outstanding customer service. They've won awards for hiring veterans in the business. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. They've got other payment plans, and it's a veteran-owned business. So this is the place to do business with. Shasta Gas Propane. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. One of the things about having a radio show is you get to know people, you know, when they've been your guest over the years. And I got to know our next guest, Casey Fatch, CEO of Shasta Regional. How's it long? It's been 5 years now?
Six years, yeah.
Which is like 3 years longer than most CEOs at hospitals.
Yeah, it's like 32. It's kind of like dog years. You can do the same kind of math, you know.
Dog years.
Yeah.
And you and your beautiful wife, Orna, have become friends of ours. And I would just tell you flat out that when Linda went in the hospital for 4 days, which was very scary, it was right at the beginning of COVID. They wouldn't let me into the lobby, much less up on the upper floors. I felt this relief because I knew Casey was there. And then Orna was there every day checking on her. I did say that on the fourth day, if Casey didn't let me in, I was putting together a team of some of my guys, a hostage rescue team. We were just going to come in. And if nothing else, I would just sit there and hold her hand. But I'd have guys with guns out in the passageways just to make sure I could do that.
We had to put extra security on and circulate Carl's picture around. So
yeah, well, I tell you what, I was coming in by helicopter. And I had the helicopter. Yeah, my next door neighbor's, you know, he's a helicopter pilot.
There you go.
Or Chuck Kinahan, just Chuck Lemmy on the top of the of Shasta Regional, and we'll fight our way down, which is the way you're supposed to. Anyway, you released her on the fourth day.
Yeah.
And
those were tough days back then.
Ooh. Yeah, and you were right in the middle of, I mean, this was COVID going on, and everybody was crazy at that point. I mean, everybody was getting like, how many different, you know, directions did they give you? I can't imagine how many it was.
It was a lot to sort out. I think at that particular point, that was right, like the middle of 2020, right? And we were coming off of just massive numbers of people in New York and Italy and some of the other areas. So everybody was pretty, you know, I mean.
It was hysteria in the
country.
Yeah,
it was. It really was. And it just, there was probably some poor direction, but, you know, it's behind us. So I know we're having a little bit of a resurgence now, but.
Yeah, we are having, it seems like we are having a resurgence. Yeah. I saw some the other day somebody died from COVID.
Well, it's going to be around with us for, you know,
ever.
Just like the H1N1 flu, you know, the pandemic. That's the flu you get from, you know, 1917. That's the flu you get now. So,
but the way it was handled, and shutting down businesses and schools and churches and everything but marijuana shops.
Well, you got to cope. I guess people have to cope, right?
Cope. But the thing is the overreaction by some states and some groups of people.
Yeah.
The state of California, however, up here in Shasta County, it wasn't as much as the rest of the state. There was some kind of common sense going on, but still led to all types of problems. The impact it's going to have for years, the schools, the psychology, it really is.
Yeah, it impacted a generation for sure. But, hopefully we learned some lessons. We'll see.
Well, you know, my fear is, my concern, I should say, is that we get the big one. I mean, a serious one that comes through here that could, I mean, literally has the legs to be able to take out millions. And people don't believe their government now because of what happened last time. They'll go, God, here's COVID again, and then it gets a foothold. That's my concern, because people lost faith in their government over this.
Yeah, for sure.
Anyway, okay. Anything else, Happy, we can talk?
Well, thanks for that walk down memory lane.
You know what? It's true. It's true that Linda was in a bad spot Shasta Regional really came through. Yeah. It's 8:12 in the morning. What I'm going to do is I'm going to take an early break because you brought with you Ellie Hansen. Harbin. Ellie Harbin. And she does, you know, she's got stuff to do with, like, nuclear. You're the guy you're counting.
Wow.
That was good. You know, Ben, you never cease to.
I feel like I'm at work.
Yeah, you never cease to.
A regular Fred Norris over there.
Yeah. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. Hey, Patrick was on Friday, talking about a lot of things that are going on in the legal systems in California. But his specialty is workers' compensation. If you're not getting help you need, you can give Patrick a call at 530-262-2168 for a free consultation. This guy's a scrapper, and he's an honorable man. And, yes, he's a lawyer, but he's an honorable man. And he will take your case. If he takes your case, and if you have a case, he's going to take care of you. You know, work injuries are life-changing. You want to go back to work. Your family wants you back to work. Your employer wants you back to work. But there may be reasons, I don't know, dragging their feet, not getting the treatment you need. And you need somebody that knows what he's doing, and that's Patrick Gorman. Give him a call, 530-262-2168. All right, we'll be right back with Shasta Regional Medical Center.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Shasta County Republican Assembly announces its first fundraising dinner and auction, Saturday, August 17th. The mission of the Shasta County Republican Assembly is to support and advance local conservative Republican candidates and issues. Catered by Smoke and Joe's, great live auction prizes and raffles. For ticket information, you can call 530-356-4936 or stop by Jones's Fort. The Shasta County Republican Assembly fundraiser and dinner, Saturday, August 17th. Doors open at 4, dinner at 6.
Sponsored by...
I'm tasting barbecue from here to the other side of the Mississippi, son. And Smoking Joe's in Redding, it's the best. St. Louis pork ribs, tri-tip, tender pulled pork, sweet and tangy barbecue chicken, and so much more. Kindly step on in or use their convenient drive-thru.
Hey, this is Joe from Smoking Joe's Barbecue. If you want to try the best barbecue in the North State, try Smoking Joe's on Airport Road next to Dutch Rose.
Check out Smoking Joe's Barbecue, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Saturday.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
There was this letter I read. If you like piña coladas and getting caught in the rain, if you're not into yoga, if you have half a brain.
Yeah, song about cheating. And people are going, what's that mean? Listen to the song. And the guy's out there looking for a, looking for love, but, you know, he's writing, I think he's putting ads in papers and all this. Then he shows up that night, and guess what? It's his wife. Oh, we're back in love again. You remember that song?
I do.
You do? Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, 8:19 in the morning here on the 13th of August. It's going to be up to 91 today. It's going to be a beautiful day. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank has been in the business about 17 years. They've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened. They have four branches, one in Red Bluff, two in Redding, and one in Anderson. This is a community bank. It's all locally directed, local board of directors, all of this. It's kind of like the Cheers of banks. They know your name when you walk in. We do business there. Real happy with Cornerstone Community Bank. And they, you know, like I said, they've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. And I'm here with Casey Fatch, who is the CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Ellie Harbin, who is the radiology director. So good morning, Ellie.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm fine. I mean, I'm standing straight up.
Not, that's true.
And I don't have to be here tomorrow. So, yeah, I'm leaving again. Ellie, tell me what, now you've been, tell us a little bit about yourself. You've been at the hospital for a while.
Yeah, I have been at Shasta Regional Medical Center for just 45 years, just like around the corner. I started there as x-ray tech, and I worked myself up, became a nuclear medicine technologist. Now I'm radiology imaging director. I've been doing that for probably about 15 years or so, I think. I don't know. Long time. I do it because I love the staff I have. They are some of the best staff in town. They are very good at what they do. They know what they're doing. Uh-huh. And they're a lot of fun.
Well, now, you just said that you were doing some kind of nuclear.
Yes.
Today or yesterday.
Today I get to be a nuclear medicine tech.
Okay. So what's that mean?
That is just
it
a different
scary.
Form. It's not. That's what my patients tell me. It's just a different form of imaging rather than the machine is like a huge, sophisticated Geiger counter. So I inject patients directly with a little bit of radionuclide.
Uh-huh. And you really, yeah,
and we take pictures. I'm waiting for that Geiger counter
sound. I'm waiting for
sound.
The Geiger counter again, Jen. Come on, get with it, buddy.
I thought I overplayed it.
No, it was great. You know, when you start talking nuclear imagery, you got to be having that Geiger counter. So what it is, because I've had that happen. Mm-hmm. So can you explain to people so they're not scared of this, what it exactly is?
It's a very, very small dose of radioactivity, and what it does, it circulates through the body. We use mostly technetium, and it tag it to a different chemical that goes to a different portion of the body. So I can do a bone scan to look at their bones. I can do mostly cardiac work, so we check out their heart muscle to see mm-hmm. if it gets good flow to the heart muscle. We look for bleeding in the gut. We look for thyroids, we look for livers, we do all sorts of things. So it's just we can tag this medication to something and inject the patient.
Okay, so this is not something to worry about. This is a very low dose, plus it's a certain kind. And what it does, it helps get you a better picture.
Yes, it's a very low level. A lot of what we do, we can actually see how things work.
Yeah.
Let's say a gallbladder. If a gallbladder they find is a bad gallbladder in CT or ultrasound, we do a lot of times they will ask us to do a picture of it mm-hmm. because we want to see is it actually working a little, is it working a lot, or is it not working at all.
Okay.
So we give them medication, and if we see a gallbladder, it's working, and then we give them another medicine to see how well it's working.
If it's not working, you can remove a gallbladder.
Yes.
Right?
I don't remove them, but yeah, somebody can.
Somebody. Well, you know, Ben and I.
Yeah.
You know, we're working at, we'd say about $50 an hour for that, Ben?
Oh, see, pretty good.
That's pretty good. right here on the table of truth. Let me put them here. So, you know, I had it once, because they had an abnormal stress test.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it turns out the abnormal stress test wasn't abnormal for me. It was the machine. And every time I get an EKG, it's abnormal because my heart rate's really low.
Right.
So they inject me with that, and then they take the photos and everything. So they can tell you at the end of it, no, you're fine. It's just, I thought, it looks like the machine was having a little bit of a problem at the bottom of the drop of when you're uh-huh. doing it. So people need to be concerned about this. This is just going to give a better picture of what's happening inside their body. You can track it and you can watch it watch the organ itself. It's working.
Yes.
Like you said.
Yeah, yeah. Once people get on the table and you explain the whole test, they're usually fine
sure.
with it. They,
How long has that been? How long has this been around? I mean, I don't want to put you on the spot, but 30 years, 40 years?
No, it's been like I said, I've been here 45 years, and I've been doing it about 43 of them, and it was happening before then. So it's been here a long time.
I'm thinking like the mid-60s.
Yeah.
Okay. It seems to me I've heard about it a long time, but when you try and pin down, it's like me telling a story to Linda. She goes, well, when exactly was that? And when I really think about it, it was 20 years ago. It wasn't yesterday, and things like that. This is just something else that Shasta Regional does,
yes,
well, and other places too, to help quantify or isolate maybe areas,
yes,
that they can then concentrate on.
Yes.
Okay.
So
you said it's almost all parts of the body, bones.
We do almost
every part
of the body.
What do you do for bones?
We look for like stress fractures. We're really good at finding stress fractures. When you do an X-ray and it's a negative test that it's still hurting, we'll do a bone scan and it will show if it's what we call hot or not, and or arthritis changes.
Bone mass.
That's bone mass, our biggest one. Yeah, that's unfortunate.
Because you get older, we start losing bone mass. Is that correct?
Well, no, there's bone metastases, which is...
Oh, bone metastases. Okay, I thought you said bone mass. Okay. Well, this sounds fascinating. You've been doing this for 45 years, so you must enjoy this.
I love what I do. I love hanging out with patients. I love hanging out with staff.
Find a job you love.
And you keep at it forever.
And you'll never work a day, right?
Yes.
So it's because you go in there and it's just a pleasant time.
It is.
Ben, is that how you feel?
That is how I feel. That's why I'm not going to some fast food place for 20 an hour. There's no point. This job is way more fun.
There you go.
You know, one thing, from Ben and my other producers that have said that is what this happens, but a lot of them are younger people. They learn things about our town, our community, what's happening on that people their age would never hear because of people like you all coming in here and politicians coming in here and other businesses. And it opens up their avenues here. Like today, I've learned a lot from you, Ellie, because I didn't realize they could use it for bones. I mean, I kind of thought of it. You don't really think about it, but if you thought that they're going to nuke me, but they're going to be able to see everything clearer, how it works, but on bones to see if there's fractures that X-rays don't pick up.
Yes.
How interesting is that? Casey, you started off.
I did.
As an X-ray tech, and I was surprised because I did not realize they had X-rays in the Spanish-American War.
Well, we did. We used them to, I won't get into it. It's classified.
Okay.
I'll tell you, I did. It all started on a hot Friday afternoon after pouring 20 yards of cement on a foundation for a foundation of a house. And my boss told me, I was 110 outside, and he broke the news to me that we were going to be doing blacktop next. And I said, you know what? You're getting into blacktop, I'm getting into college. So here we have that, and that's what did it. And I went to school after that.
My job's kept me going through college, too. It was like, I am not stopping because I can make good money at this, but I'm moving on.
No.
So you got into X-ray.
Yeah,
you became an X-ray tech, and that's how you started.
Yeah, and then I went to the cardiac cath lab and did the balloons. At that time, there were only balloons available, not stents.
Mm-hmm.
And I just worked my way up through management.
Wow.
Yeah.
So now, here you are.
Here I am.
And do you ever wish you were back pouring blacktop?
No.
No.
No, absolutely not. I had a job done at my house a couple of years ago, some cement, and the guy said, hey, your wife told me that you used to do cement. You want to help out a little bit? I was like, no, I don't. I want to help out a little bit. Thank you much for asking.
Excuse me, I've got to go back inside and sit down with my ice water.
Yeah, I need to go sign some checks or something. That's what I do for a living now.
Yeah, I've got to go back, sit by the pool, play with my dogs, but I will listen as you're pouring the concrete here.
Well, you did a great job, though.
Okay, we're going to take a break here. I'm with Casey Fatch, CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Ellie Harbin, who is in charge of, she's the radiology director and been doing it for 45 years and loves her job every day coming in. When you hear that from somebody, it's got to be true because you could have left, I'm sure.
Many times.
Well, I mean, you could have retired and stuff, but
we
don't want to lose that knowledge there. And we learned about what nuclear radiology is, and it can go into everything. People are used to it because of heart things and that, but it can tell you how every organ's operating, and it can even find stress fractures in bones. Now, see, that was a newbie for me right there. Okay. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop, where I am meeting today. Ted Leidy and I get our haircuts at the same time, so we can harass each other and the barbers. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. Locally owned, locally operated, established in 1960. Been in the same place here since, I think, 67, 68. I'll find out today. And it's a veteran-owned business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. We make appointments. And you can do it by phone, which is what I usually do, 530-244-9478. And I've never had a bad haircut there. It's not a salon, my friends. It is a barbershop. It's man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back.
Have you ever wanted to unlock your musical potential? Cascade Curations not only has great music, art, and fashion, we also offer fun and exciting music lessons for all ages and skill levels. Whether you dream of playing the piano, guitar, drums, or vocals, our instructors will guide you every step of the way. With flexible scheduling and personalized instruction, you'll be playing your own tunes in no time. Don't just listen to music, create it. Call or text us at 530-255-4855 to book your first lesson. Cascade Curations, where we believe anyone can learn to play their own song.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. It was bound to happen. We received several calls from vehicle owners that have had their cars repaired at the big box body shops. They were not satisfied with the repairs. They were told by their insurance company they had no choice to who was to repair their vehicle. This is not true. Big box body shops have such a large influence in the industry, unsatisfied customers have little or no effect on the customer base. Coachmaster has been repairing vehicles in Reading since 1969. Reading is a small town. You don't exist for 55 years with unsatisfied customers. Any and every customer's repair concern is taken personally. At Coachmaster, we do whatever it takes to retain the respect and trust of our customers. We do what's right. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Unleash the heat and let the humps turn every moment into a sizzling spectacle. Experience the allure of the hottest male performers heating up the event center at Wind River Resort and Casino on Friday and Saturday, August 23rd and 24th. Get up close and personal with these male dancers as they work their way from the stage and through the crowd. Tickets for this steamy event are just $20 plus fees and include $10 free slot play. For tickets or complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Ready for an unforgettable night of amazing music and good vibes? Then join us for an epic night at Danger Kitty's Billion Dollar Bash 2. It's all going down August 24th at the Axiom Repertory Theater, and this lineup is straight fire. We're talking about the killer sounds of Jeremy Ryan and the California Grown Band and the Pine Dogs Unleashed as openers, with Danger Kitty as the main event. Plus, you'll be feasting on some mouthwatering grub from Lakota's Catering, and the Axiom No Host Bar will be open. The whole shebang is included in your ticket price, and it's powered by Kay Shasta, Soundwave Entertainment, and KCNR Radio. Don't miss out on what is guaranteed to be a legendary night of rock and roll. Grab your tickets, rally your crew, as this promises to be a night to remember. Head on over to our website, DangerKittyMusic.com, or the Axiom Theater website for all the details and tickets. We'll see you there.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Today, the 13th of August, 8:34 in the morning, going up to 92 today, but a low of about 62 tonight. Going to be beautiful weather down in the 80s on Saturday and Sunday, and I can't say, I mean, this is just really, really super weather. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial, all your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Judy's been helping people, families, seniors, veterans, business owners since 1993. With everything going on with insurance, people are losing their insurance. We send people to Judy Maxwell, and she finds them insurance for their homes. With the craziness in the stock market going up and down, and inflation, and people having to reach into your retirement plan or your retirement funds, give Judy a call at 530-221-0441 for a free review and evaluation of both your insurance and your retirement. Sometimes it's good to have somebody on the outside take a look at it. And like I said, it's free review and evaluation. Located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, and you can reach her at 530-221-0441. Maxwell Insurance and Financial, two separate divisions under one roof. Hey, we're here with Casey Fatch, CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Ellie Harbin, who is their radiology director. We've just been talking. The sound of a Geiger counter. When Ellie walked in, we turned off the lights just to see if she was glowing.
And you know, actually, that's Ellie's ringtone on her phone.
Is that really?
No, but I think I'm going to have to change it. I like that idea. Thank you, Casey.
Ellie's been working at Shasta Regional for 45 years in the X-ray and technology departments, and now is the head of it. And we were talking about nuclear medicine in the sense of it's not dangerous and it's such an asset to the medical community to be able to kind of pin down things that X-rays won't really have. Okay, Casey.
So I think we're kind of here today, other than the soft shoe and comedy. One of the big local hospitals here was out of contract with Partnership Health for a couple of months, and we were pretty much forced to get into the outpatient imaging sector, where we generally don't. We've always focused on inpatient and emergency services. So we were fortunate enough to be able to reach out to a lot of the community clinics and local physicians and say, look, we're here for you. We have capacity. We were able to procure a second MRI unit that we have over at the medical group. So we are, 100% in the outpatient imaging game, and so you don't have to wait at what used to be MD imaging. You know, that's pretty booked up over there. So we have plenty of capacity. We have a lot of screening exams that they don't. Like we've talked about the low-dose CT before, and we really want to see people start to take advantage of that, because we're not going to move the needle on lung cancer until we start doing more screening, and that's what's, let's be honest, that's what's been able to move the needle on breast cancer survivability and prostate cancer, as well as
cervical cancer.
Yeah,
and things like that. Those are the ones you can screen test. Catch them.
That's how you catch them, is you have to do the screening. What's your symptomatic on any of that stuff? It's not good, So you definitely want to get your screening done, and remember the low dose one is for people who smoke, and if you want to have a low dose scan, it's like probably 20% of the radiation of a regular chest CT. That's why it's a screening exam, and we're able to use it every year to keep an eye on people that smoked.
Well, now that's for lung cancer, because lung cancer is so deadly because it doesn't manifest itself till it's almost too late.
Well, or it's deadly because it's when it's symptomatic.
Yeah.
You're a lot of your courses of treatment are just, they're not appropriate.
Right.
And so and that's usually stage three and four. Stage one and two, we have a lot more options at that point.
Well, my brother-in-law, doctor, his brother had a heart attack, so he went in for some kind of thing, and they did a scan and found a spot on his upper left lobe. Doesn't smoke.
Yeah.
He keeps himself in good shape.
Yeah, you don't have to smoke.
No, I mean, and that's one of the things we're discovering now. It used to be, if you smoke. which gave lung cancer, you know, people would think lung cancer, oh, the people smoked their whole lives.
But yeah, they deserve it.
Yeah, it just isn't right. Like that, because here's a perfect example. So they took the upper lobe out, and it hadn't spread or anything. So, thank God.
So he was either stage one or two, and then they caught it.
When they found this. I mean, and they wouldn't have found it if his brother hadn't had a heart attack.
Right.
So it's strange. But, and we've had oncologists on here before that just said, you know, there's billions of dollars that are poured into breast cancer and colon cancer and all these other ones, but lung cancer is kind of falling behind when it comes to donations and I mean the work that they need to do. Is that true?
Yeah, I don't know if it was the rollout of this particular screening. I'm not sure really why it hasn't taken off, but we're really doing a push in the community. We're out meeting with the community clinics and a lot of the other PCPs, and we're actually doing a lot of stuff on the coast as well to try to get those people over. Because, you know, again, you got marijuana smoking is just as cancer causing as cigarettes. You got
vaping,
work environment exposure, right? To all the firefighters and people out there with these big forest fires. There's a lot of different, you know, and then just there's just some environmental. Like radon gas or some chemicals that can cause as well. So you should get, you know, if you should try to get screened if you have any of those risks. But the biggest one is smoking.
This X-ray is a low.
It's a CAT scan.
I'm sorry. This CAT scan is a low dose.
Yeah,
can go in there and can see maybe the beginnings of lung cancer.
Oh, it picks up real small nodules. Well, see, that's what it's for.
That's what saves your life.
That's
why colonoscopies are so important. When I hear somebody dies of colon cancer, I'm just...
That's a shame.
Yeah, it is. I'm surprised. You know, maybe it's super malignant kind, but if people just had colonoscopies, they can find this kind of stuff. That's why, you know, women have
mammograms
and exams. And, you know, I mean, just you can save people that way.
Right.
So what you have over here at Shasta Regional, I mean, you're not the only ones, of course, but.
Well, we're the only ones in Northern California.
Oh, really?
You have to have special software, and you have to be registered.
Well,
to do this,
then you are the only one. Let me write that one down. And what's this called? This is the lung cancer.
It's low dose CT lung cancer screening.
Low dose CT lung cancer screening.
And what that does is you have to have the American College of Radiology come out and certify your scanner. You have to have special software. And then every scan that we do, we have to submit. We're still submitting data, right, to the registry. And so what that means is everybody who has a test at Shasta or has this test across the country is submitted to one central database.
Uh-huh.
And that helps them look at potentially changing the parameters of the test requirements of saying, look, okay, because it used to be like 55 to 74. Now it's 50, or I think it went down to 45. Maybe 50 to
74. But they dropped the parameters.
They dropped the age because they found that people.
Oh, that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Age.
So they dropped the age because they found people were coming up positive that were under 55, and then they said, okay, you don't have to have quit smoking. What is, you know, what were we thinking? Because you had to quit smoking for 20 years right before you were eligible for the test. And they're like, if you smoke now, you can have the test, okay? And so there's just a lot of stuff that we've learned about, you know, by contributing to those data.
Okay, you've had to stop smoking for 20 years before you can have the test. Now you can smoke, right?
Well, but at least we learned from, because you're missing, I mean, why wouldn't you scan people who still smoke? I mean,
to me, that just makes sense. I mean, you know, they may smoke two or three cigarettes a day. They may smoke more, but don't you want to find it? Yeah.
You remember the Watchman procedure, right, that we do for the atrial fib people to get them off the blood thinners?
Right.
When those first came out, the pre-qualification to be able to get the implant under the Medicare rules is you had to have two episodes of GI bleeds. Well, to demonstrate that you can't tolerate the blood thinners. And then finally somebody comes to their senses and says, what are we thinking? Why would we do that? Why would we put
somebody through that?
Yeah.
when we can, yeah, when we
exactly.
can solve it.
We just figure it would just be done. And yeah. so, but that's another registry though, thing where you, yeah. you put that in and then they start looking at it and say, you know what? That's a really bad policy. We need to change that.
So you know, and, as we've learned, over the years is that Shasta County, and well, it's not just Shasta County, but Northern California has a little bit higher cancer
yeah.
rate.
Well,
we're not
okay. Shasta County is number two in the state.
Right.
Okay. Just and, so we know.
Well, yeah, it's number two in the state, right. but the North State has a higher cancer
exactly.
rate. And right. that, you know, that could be for a variety of reasons. But here's the thing is, to be able to have your lungs screened and catch something this early means they can fix it.
Yep. Yes.
And, you know, maybe it's a lifestyle, maybe it's something else, maybe it's a hereditary thing.
It could be secondhand smoke too. You never know. You never know.
Secondhand
but
smoke.
But regardless, whatever the cause is, it's got to get fixed.
That's
you gotta,
right.
You got to get diagnosed, screened, and fixed.
It's called the low-dose CT lung cancer screening.
Correct.
It's only done at Shasta Regional.
Right.
They're the only ones that have the software and the right. expertise to conduct these types of tests. See, I didn't know that. I just, and lung cancer is insidious. You don't have to smoke to get it,
no.
obviously. And if you catch it early, you can do something about it, but most of the time it doesn't manifest itself till it's too late.
Well, it manifests, but you don't know you have it until you become symptomatic, and that's stage three.
Okay.
Well, okay.
I think we're saying the same
right.
thing.
Yeah,
I'm
right.
just not using the correct
you.
Terms.
Yeah.
yeah. It's too late when,
right.
when you discover it. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm here with Casey Fatch, CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center, with another procedure they have that saves lives, and you don't have to travel 300 miles
right.
to get it. And, of course, I'm here with Ellie Hartman, who is head of their radiology. Oh, she's the radiology director, and she's telling us all kinds of stuff about nuclear power. I'd like to have a look at a little nuclear generator in here so I have constant energy. Yeah, and then as I walked through the airport, I would give a lot, you know,
yes,
I'd sound, you know, the Geiger counter.
Oh, boy.
All right, we'll be right back.
Dinosaurs have taken over Turtle Bay Museum with Expedition Dinosaur, Rise of the Mammals. Open now through September 2nd, featuring large-scale animatronics and life-size models of dinosaurs, hands-on activities, and more. Journey back in time and explore the end of dinosaur reign in this highly interactive and educational exhibition from Stage 9 Exhibits. Expedition Dinosaur, Rise of the Mammals, on display now at Turtle Bay Museum. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
PSA2 Area Agency on Aging would like to invite you to join our free caregiver support events during the month of August. During these presentations, you will learn techniques on how to help when they don't want your help and how to plan ahead in caregiving by getting your documents in order. These free events will be held in Yreka, Weaverville, Susanville, Redding, Alturas, and Burney, and all attendees will receive free resource materials. Visit psa2.org for dates and times. That's psa2.org.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Whether you're looking for unique items for your home or office, shop Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane offers a variety of antiques, military memorabilia, camping and mining equipment, men's jewelry, including crosses and rings, along with sports memorabilia and collectibles. Memory
Memory Lane also features antique and upcycled furniture and decor, including paintings and signs, picture frames, books, and movies. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles also has a wide assortment of jewelry to choose from, including antique and vintage, to costume and classic jewelry. They also feature a distinct Amish collection of items and gifts. Memory Lane is open Monday 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday, open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Dinosaurs have taken over Turtle Bay Museum with Expedition Dinosaur, Rise of the Mammals. Open now through September 2nd, featuring large-scale animatronics and life-size models of dinosaurs, hands-on activities, and more. Journey back in time and explore the end of dinosaur reign in this highly interactive and educational exhibition from Stage 9 Exhibits. Expedition Dinosaur, Rise of the Mammals, on display now at Turtle Bay Museum. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Toby Keith. God bless Toby Keith. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Tomorrow we'll have the Chamber of Commerce join us. Tomorrow, sponsored by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Did but you know we won't have Carl.
Nope. Carl's going to be in the mountains with 50 other guys riding their horses. I've never been on this ride before. And so when I get back, I can explain it to you. But I got Linda here. Linda's more than capable of doing this job. 8:52 in the morning. And, like I said, tomorrow, Chamber of Commerce is going to join us with, sponsored by Shasta Regional Medical Center. But today I have Casey Fatch, the CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Ellie Harbin, who is a radiology director. And we were just talking about, this one is really kind of exciting, and we've talked about it on the show before.
We have before.
And, but I, for some reason, oh gosh, that's great. But today it really kind of impacts me because my brother-in-law was just found during MRI or whatever they do, found a black spot in his lung, a little one, non-smoker. They even checked their house for radon. And, radon was normal there. Mm-hmm. And he had the upper left lobe. The upper lobe on his left side of his lung taken out, which the doctors say hadn't gone any further than that. So that should take care of that. But there's been no cancer in his family either. So that's true. So now he's told his boys about it, and it's something they have to know. But you have at the hospital low-dose CT scan, CT lung cancer screening,
right,
which can identify lung cancer at the very early stages, because lung cancer is so deadly is because it's non-symptomatic until stage 3 and 4.
Right.
So this is cool. People need to know about that.
They do. Yeah, they can see it on our. They can see the the form and the rules on our website.
Well, this is something I'm going to add to the live read. What else?
Well, let's see. What else do we have going on?
Let me tell you, I'm bragging about your residency program. I have two of your residents in here. Both of them are staying in Redding. Two of them. You've got like 22 people in it.
Right.
These two that came in, they love it here. Yeah. One's from New York. One's from India. They love it here, and they're planning on staying.
Yeah. Now, I think what we are seeing is more residents are starting to stay. Because generally internal medicine, you know, eight out of ten go on to specialty, but there's such a shortage of primary care that a lot of people are staying into going into internal medicine and primary care.
Well, so, they both are.
Yeah, and Partnership Health actually has got a great program that helps us with retain the residents.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, there's a $100,000 bonus for them if they sign up. It's paid out over 5 years. And
that's not bad.
And if they commit in their third year of residency, they get $20,000 then. And then they get the $100,000 when they graduate for 20 every 5 years.
So, well, you know, the thing about that is that a lot of them have, I was going to say they have a lot of school loans. But if you practice, are we considered a rural up here?
Right. There are areas that are rural, like Palos Cedro is a rural area.
Yeah.
Anderson is as well. Shasta Lake, parts of it.
Mm-hmm.
We're Mayors is Fall River, definitely. Modoc, yeah. Definitely. I mean,
right.
You know. And most of the coast is actually considered, you know, north of Eureka.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. So,
so if they practice in a rural area for a certain length of time, their school loans are forgiven.
Yeah, it depends what type of entity that they practice with.
Okay.
If they are hired by the Indian Health, they can get their loans forgiven. An FQHC, which is like Shasta Community Health Center.
Okay.
Those type of entities. But yeah, that's
now if you're going to forgive school loans, then I'm really. Even though I understand where these guys are coming from, I'm really against forgiving those school loans. And
they're
earning it, and they're providing medical care in areas where there's not a lot of doctors. Right. So, and this
that's
is a way to get them there.
That's
no,
insane.
I mean, for me, for as far as I'm concerned, sure. Hey, go for it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I had because we had doctors coming in here that they said, you know, the school loans are horrendous. He said if we could just write off the interest. And
yeah.
Which they can't. He said, if we could write off the interest like you do for a mortgage on a house, at least that helps.
Mm.
But anyway, moving on from there.
I know. I'm pretty certain my dad moved to Reading because there was a bonus back when he moved here. And he ended up staying as well because he works in wound care and they needed, what are they called? It says the P.
People?
No.
Okay. Thanks for slowing us down,
yep.
Ben.
physicians. They need physicians.
Oh, okay. Casey, you've got like 2 minutes. Give us some final thoughts here.
Let's see. Final thoughts. I would say we have ultrasound is available for the outpatient environment. For anybody who needs an ultrasound, they can come to Shasta. Nuclear medicine, CT, MRI, and regular X-ray. So we've ramped up. We're going to be here for the outpatients that need the tests. And
TAVR valve replacement.
The
Guardian
all,
system. Wow.
Programs are all doing really well. So.
Yeah. And but it saves people from having to drive 200 miles.
It does. And not just once, but three times. You know, I mean, TAVR, you have to go down to UC Davis for three times.
Yeah.
You go down there for the screening, you go down for the procedure, and you go down for post care.
My next door neighbor went into Shasta Regional for a TAVR.
Yeah.
Went in there on a Thursday. Walking around on a Friday, he's out taking his dogs for a walk on a Saturday. Maybe he shouldn't have been doing that, but he didn't go far. And now they're doing, and this is just within a month. He and his wife are doing six mile walks.
It's amazing to see them after the procedure.
Oh, gosh.
They're just like, I can't believe how bad I used to feel, how tired I was.
And that's what got him in there is that they're taking 6 mile walks, and he just couldn't go up Placer. And that's when they went in and replaced that valve.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty awesome to have it here. So yeah, we're real proud of that. Real proud.
You've got another group of residents coming in next July.
Next July, then we'll be fully up and running with 24. Yep.
24, because you got some graduating this year, and two of those that are graduating this year are two of the ones I talked about staying here. One wants to stay on as a hospitalist, and the other one wants to part hospitalist, part into a clinic.
Yeah, we're also
internal medicine, which we're short of.
We've also been in talks with taking medical students as well, so we'll see how that goes. But We got a bunch now, that's for sure.
Medical stents.
Yeah.
Well, Paul DeNuca is one of the things he's running on is bringing in a satellite facility. And I know you all are working with things. Wouldn't it be great if we could get a satellite medical school up here?
Yep.
So, thank you so much, Casey.
Always a pleasure.
And,
thanks,
you know, Ellie, it was really a pleasure meeting you. I love meeting somebody that goes to work every day and loves it. It's been 45 years.
Yeah, it's great.
No, I mean, that's outstanding. Okay, everybody, have a good day. It's going to be up to about 92 today. So, I mean, still don't leave your animals in the car and all that. It's going to be a beautiful weekend, the rest of the week. And God bless America.
This world from dragging me down, gonna stand.
Casey Nahr, Shasta Redding.